Hey, Lady Boss. Welcome to Untamed and Unapologetic, the podcast for current and aspiring wild and wealthy women entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Logan, aka the Biz Witch and Queen of Aligned Business Strategy. I went from broke as fuck high school English teacher and online fitness coach to industry expert and go-to alignment guru. And in just 6 months, I replaced my full-time salary and retired my husband. Now I help purpose-driven women blend soul and strategy to build their own online empires. And every episode, I'll bring you my best practices for starting, scaling, and aligning your life and business, as well as some of my best friends and other industry experts to share their own magic. If you're ready to go all in on your dreams, if you're ready to build the life and business that you've always wanted, then you're in the right place, sister. Let's get wild, let's get witchy, let's get down to business, untamed and unapologetic. Hey, Lady Boss, this week's episode is brought to you by InstaSlay, my brand new course that's going to teach you exactly how to monetize your magic online in major ways without feeling like you have to be online 24/7. This is a brand new offering that's actually inspired by a previous offering I launched earlier this year, IG Made Easy. And it was so wildly successful that I've decided to relaunch it, but make it revamped and better than ever before. InstaSlay is totally different from any other branding, sales, marketing, or Instagram course that you have ever taken because this one actually teaches you the practical application. It takes you from knowing the what, from knowing what to do, to actually implementing it and actually seeing results, right? It's one thing to know what to do. It's another thing to know how to actually do it and show up and get results from it, right? So this course combines the woo and the work. You guys know I am known for that, for blending the practical and the magical, the what and the how and all of the things. So I am so excited to bring you this offering. It feels like such a labor of love because my ultimate goal with InstaSlay is to help you create more time, more freedom, and more flexibility in your life and in your business. Because we did not start our businesses. We did not build these businesses to be slaves to them, right? We did not start and build our businesses to be on 24/7, to sacrifice time with our family, to miss out on the important things because we are on and plugged in so freaking often, right? That's not why you started this business. So it's my ultimate goal to show you how to create more time, freedom, and flexibility in your business by leveraging the power of social media through Instagram. So I am so excited for this offering. It's amazing. I can't freaking wait. And as of right now, the cart is already open. Early bird bonuses will expire soon. So click the link in the show notes. Go check out the sales page. DM me with your questions. Let me know how I can help you, how I can serve you. But ultimately, like I said, you didn't start this business to be on all the time, sister. You didn't start this business to sacrifice time with your family or with your kids or with yourself through your self-care. You didn't start to be on all the time and to feel stressed and for it to feel so hard. You started it to be fun, to have more freedom, to have more time, to have more flexibility. And that's why I created InstaSlay, so I can help you bring that into your business while also chasing your dreams, thriving financially, all of the things. So it's going to be amazing. I'm super excited for it. Click the link in the show notes. Let me know what questions you have, and I'll see you on the inside. You guys enjoy this episode, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hello, hello, lovelies. Happy Thursday. How are you? Oh my God. Am I live? Hello? Facebook just popped up and told me it restricted my account. So can people see me? Can people not? Am I actually live? I don't even know. Hello, if you can hear me, like if this is live, if you are seeing me and hearing me, please let me know in the comments. Facebook, I just had something pop up that told me Facebook was restricting my account and all activities. So I don't even know if this is working. Okay, Patsy, you can see me. Okay, beautiful. I was like, what is happening? What is this? Okay. All right, everyone else who's hopping on, let me know. Can you see me? Can you hear me? Facebook just gave me the weirdest notification. It popped up. I tried to tag people to let you guys know That I was live, and it told me that it was like restricting my like my capabilities or something like that. Okay. Whoo, that scared me. I was like, oh my God, Facebook's not gonna let me do my shit. Okay, awesome. All right, so you babes can hear me, you can see me. Beautiful. Okay. All right, so as you pop on, say hi, say hello, let me know where are you watching from. I never really asked that, but I'm always so curious. I really am. Like internally, I want to know, like, where are you watching me from? I am in Asheville, North Carolina, so I would love to know where you are. Okay, so welcome back for those of you who have been hanging out with me for the last 2 days, now day number three, for the From DMs to Dollar Bills challenge, or not challenge, but mini training, mini course. It's been so much fun, and tonight's content is by far the most important in my opinion. And that's why I moved it. Originally, I do all of my trainings at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time because that's when I feel fresh. That's when my girls are napping and I know I don't have to worry about anything. But I wanted more people to be able to access this training tonight. So I wanted to like today's content. So I bumped it to tonight. And it's just so powerful. Like what I'm going to share with you guys tonight, if you can't master this, then, oh, Patsy, you're in Texas. That seems like such a cool freaking place to live. But if we struggle to master what I'm going to talk to you guys with about tonight, then it's going to be really hard to implement the shit that I taught you in days one and two. Just to do a little recap on day one, we talked all about branding, specifically authentic branding. So much more than just the visual elements, right? So much more than just your colors and your logo and things like that. Branding goes much deeper than that, especially if you want it to feel easy and if you want it to feel super authentic. We have to worry about, or we have to think about and consider things more than just those kind of surface level elements. So we talked about the inner work of branding and getting to know who the fuck we actually are as human beings, right? And getting comfortable and confident with sharing that with the world through radical self-love and radical self-acceptance, right? So we talked about that. On Tuesday, on day one. Yesterday, we talked all about content and conversations that convert. So, how to actually create content that's going to convert into sales, how to actually have conversations that are going to convert into sales. So, two very practical days. You guys know I am master at blending the practical and the magical. So, today is all about the magical. Tonight is about the magical. It's about the woo. It's about the spirit. It's about the internal shit that nobody really wants to talk about because it's not super fun all the time. But if you're not making sales right now, this is why. This is why. It's not your fucking strategy. It's not your fucking branding. It's not your fucking logo. It's not any of that. It's this, what we're going to talk about tonight. So I'm really excited to bring it to you guys. Don't forget, take a screenshot of this video and share it on Instagram. Tag me for a chance to win a cute mug. The first day, Ashley won a mug. Tonight's winner or yesterday's winner. I drew the winner earlier and it was shit. I wrote it down. I'm almost positive it was Carmen. Carmen, I'm like 99.9% sure it was Carmen. Let me find my sticky note again. Yes, it was Carmen. Okay, so Carmen won the second day. So make sure you take a screenshot of this, share it to your Instagram stories, tag me in it for a chance to win a mug. I have one more mug that I'm going to give away, and I'll announce that winner here in this group tomorrow. So you have 24 hours to share the video. So just share it, tag me, and you're good to go. So far, we've had Ashley win one, and Carmen has won one. As well, I'm also giving away a $50 Amazon gift card if you didn't hear about that. So all you have to do is complete the homework, tag me in it. And you'll be entered to win. We've got like four or five entries so far. So make sure you complete the homework. You can access days one and two homework in the workbooks. I've shared them here in the group. I also sent them out in an email. I just now, about 15 minutes ago, shared the day three workbook. So the homework for that day is in here as well. So just make sure you complete the homework, share it, tag me. I'm not going to do the winner, the drawing for the Amazon gift card until Sunday. So I'm going to give people plenty of time to go back and complete the homework assignments and all of that. And I will draw and announce the winner of the Amazon gift card. It's a $50 Amazon gift card on Sunday evening. And I will announce that in this group as well. Okay, so make sure you're sharing. Share all the things. Share the training, share your homework, all of that good stuff. So, okay, so I had that as like housekeeping to do before we got started. So welcome back, share. And days one and two recap. So let's dive into tonight's content. And I'm just going to get comfy here, guys, because it is like my bedtime right now. Like, what time do you guys normally go to bed? Because I am normally in bed by right now. It is 8:11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm normally in bed right now, by now. Okay, so tonight I wanted to talk to you guys. Tonight's content is important. It's really important. I feel like it's really big. I've never taught on this before. I've taught on money mindset and sales mindset, like and things like that in the past, but never in the way that I'm going to teach it tonight. Because the way that I'm teaching it tonight is brand new to me. I have been studying this for about 2.5-3 weeks now. So I'm not even like super confident in sharing it just yet because it is still so new to me. But this afternoon, I went for a walk like to break up my work hour. And I knew what I wanted to talk about. Like I knew I wanted to talk about money and sales mindset and things like that. But I didn't know the details of the content just yet. And as soon as I walked out, I lived in an apartment. As soon as I walked outside, it was like it slapped me in the face. Like, this is what you need to talk about. And I was like, okay, all right, let's do it. So here we are. That's what we're going to talk about. The topic for tonight is Instagram and the quantum field, how to get whatever the fuck you want. And I want this to be interactive. So if you are here live with me, then please respond to the questions that I'm going to ask you. Drop them in the comments. I would love that. That would be super, super awesome. Just so this is interactive, because that's how it's going to be most effective. Patsy, you're in bed no later than 9. Yeah, girl, I can't hang. Like, I cannot hang. I wake up at 3:30 in the morning. I cannot hang. Okay, so the first question that I have for you is, what are your current thoughts about life or business? I mean, this is a business training. This is a business group. So what are your current thoughts about business? Let's just say that. Do you think business is hard? Do you constantly find yourself saying, I'm trying to build a business? Do you feel at any point like you're struggling to build a business? Do you feel like, what are your, just like, if I were to ask you to give me an inventory, like take an inventory all day long of your most common dominant thoughts about business, what would they look like? What would they look like? And if you don't want to respond in the comments, that's totally cool. Just respond for yourself, because this is like, there are more questions to come. This is going to be purposeful. Okay, so that's my first question. What are your current thoughts about, if you don't want to do it about business, then that's totally cool. Do it about life, do it about relationships, do it about your health, anything. Just take, if I were to ask you to take an inventory, a running list of all of the most common thoughts and feelings you have in regards to this one area in your life, what would it look like? And once you know that, then my second question is, how does that make you feel? How does that make you feel? So if you're sitting there constantly telling yourself, building a business is fucking hard, why is it working for everyone else? It's not working for me. Why is it so hard? Why does it feel so hard to show up online? Why does it feel so hard to make sales? Why does it feel so hard to sign clients? Why isn't this working? If that is your constant narrative, what is the feeling that that is creating for you? What does that feel like? What is the emotional imprint of those thoughts on you? Patsy, I think business is easier than we make it out to be. Oh, 100%. I'm finding the internal work, and I do helps me in all areas of life. Yes, I feel like I'm just not stepping into my true essence in all areas. Also, hi, Danielle. Hey, girlfriend. Okay, good. So think about, how does that make you feel? Does it make you feel frustrated? Does it make you feel angry? Does it make you feel defeated? Does it make you feel guilty? Does it make you feel shameful? Do you find yourself comparing yourself to other people, which is creating more guilt and more shame because you're not showing up how she is, or because you're not seeing the success that she is, right? What is the emotional imprint? Because that's what we need to look at here, right? That's what we need to look at. So even if you don't answer it for me, answer it for yourself. How do these things, these thoughts that you constantly have on replay, these stories that you keep telling yourself, how are they making you feel? What emotional response are they having in your body? Okay, I have two more questions. The next question, what do you desire most in that area of life? So if you chose business, what do you desire most in that area of your life? What do you desire in your business? Do you desire to have your first 10K month? Do you desire to have a 20K launch? Do you desire to be a six-figure earner? What do you desire? Okay, so what is like the ultimate thing? Like, what is the thing that like you are chasing after so hard right now? What do you desire? Patsy, I feel so much better about business now. I used to think it was so hard and it brought anxiety. Now I'm finding it fun and peace around business. Good. Still a little fear, but understanding I will work through it. Okay, cool. It makes me feel super hopeful and excited to finally be in this space. Okay, beautiful. Okay. So far we've asked, what are your current thoughts about business, life, health, whatever area of life, right? What are those current thoughts? What is the running list? And then how does that make you feel, right? How do those constant thoughts and you know, the constant thoughts and narratives that you're entertaining, how are those making you feel? The third question, what do you desire most? So what do you want? What do you want from your business? What do you want from your life? What do you want from your health? What do you want from your relationships? What do you desire most? Danielle, I desire to sell out a group program. Beautiful. Okay. And then the last question, how will you feel once you receive that thing? Whatever it is, in whatever area of life. Okay, so we're really looking at two scenarios right now, right? We're looking at your present moment and the present thoughts and beliefs that you are entertaining and how those are making you feel. And then we're comparing that with the future that you desire to experience and how that's going to make you feel. Okay, so two different scenarios, your present and your future. If these two emotional experiences are not aligned, you will never hit your goals. So if what you are experiencing right now, if you want to experience in the future, if you want to experience abundance, if you want to experience joy, if you want to experience peace of mind, if you cannot cultivate those emotions for yourself right now, you will never experience them in the future. Because our future is a projection of what we are experiencing right now. This is not coming from me. This is coming from this book right here, Becoming Supernatural, okay? Dr. Joe Dispenza, your boy knows what he's talking about, okay? So if these two emotional experiences are not aligned, you will never hit those goals, okay? So I want to talk about frequency tonight because that's what I'm fucking learning about. I'm learning so much about this, and this is why the branding doesn't fucking work. This is why the strategy or the skill set or this or that, it doesn't fucking work. Because energetically, we are not aligned with what we want. We are not feeling and experiencing the emotions right now that we desire to have later on. And because of that, our present moment is incongruent with our future. And we cannot create what we are not willing to experience in the present. Am I making sense? Love me some Dr. Joe. Yes, yes. I think I will feel accomplished. So Patsy, how can you feel accomplished right the fuck now? Danielle, how can you feel abundant and grateful right the fuck now? Yes, yes. Literally the biggest shift I've ever made. Yes, exactly. How can we create those things for ourselves right now? So if you downloaded the workbook for today, like before we hopped on, I know I put it in super late, guys. Sorry. I've been hella sick, like stomach bug sick the last like 4 or 5 hours. Maybe TMI, but I did not think I was going to be able to get off the toilet and be here tonight. And I'm choking back nausea right now. So that's why the workbook was so late. But it's in there. And the third page is a picture of a diagram. It's a scale of some emotions with different energies. And if you look at it and if you read this book, it's all about how, what we have to do, how we have to be in order to manifest whatever the fuck we want. Right. And if you look at this diagram with me, we're going to have a little conversation about frequency and vibration and things like that. You will see at the very, very top, it's a bunch of fucking squiggly lines, guys. That's what the diagram looks like. Some of them are really, really tight and really, really fast squiggles. Some of them are somewhere in the middle, and some of them are almost like a straight line. And it's a measurement of the frequency of the emotions that we are emitting. All right, so at the very, very top, these are elevated emotions. These are things like bliss and freedom and love and joy and appreciation and gratitude. They are vibrating very, very quickly. It's a very quick vibration, right? And then we move into things like will and power and control and anger and fear and guilt and shame and suffering and victimization and pain. And at the very bottom is lust. And the lower we get, the slower the vibration becomes. And at the very bottom, those are classified as survival frequencies, survival emotions. Excuse me. Right? So if we are vibrating right here at fear or at, I mean, any quote unquote negative emotion is a product of fear, right? Whether it's judgment or comparison or guilt or shame, all of that is a product of fear, right? And if we are vibrating at a fear, at a vibrational frequency of fear, we cannot attract abundance and bliss and joy. It is like it's the fucking laws of the universe, you guys. Like attracts like. So if we are sitting in our shit, and guys, I've literally been working through this like on the deepest level, I can't even explain to you. Like, I don't want to get emotional, but like the sickness, and I don't know, I might, because this has been very fucking real for me here lately. Just recognizing the bullshit that I'm entertaining and how it's not only is it like impacting my present moment, but it's ultimately creating my future. And if I don't change something in this present moment, 6 months to a year from now, I will be right here. I will still be right the fuck here. I made a post about this. Guys, I had the weirdest fucking dream last night, and I'll share it with you in a little bit. But in the post, I said something along the lines of, I can't even like quote myself. I'm just going to fucking pull it up because I don't want to butcher this because it was good. I was proud of it. We can't expect a future that's different than the present if we're not willing to change something now. And it starts at the level of our thoughts, because our thoughts create our emotions. Our emotions create actions, and actions create reality. It all starts with our thoughts. I had this conversation with someone yesterday who was just stuck in a lack mentality, stuck in fear, stuck in lack. And I told her, like, the more you fear and the more you lack, the more you fear and the more you lack. But the more you experience abundance, the more you have gratitude, the more abundance you have, the more gratitude you have. My mentor says the more money I make, the more money I make. Because we are a vibrational match. Whatever we are attracting into our life right now, we have been a vibrational match for it up to this point. So we have to start at the level of our thoughts. We change our fucking thoughts. We witness our fucking thoughts, right? And that's what this whole little chart is about. There's like a little blurb at the bottom of it. It says, emotions are energy in motion. All energy is frequency, and all frequency carries information. Based on our own personal thoughts and feelings, we are always sending and receiving information. If we are sending and receive, if we are sending out information to the universe that says, I am ungrateful, I am scared, I am in lack, I am this, I am that, I am that, then we are going to receive the same information in return. Right? So we have to figure out how to go from here to up here. We are vibrating at the frequency of what we desire most. And it starts with our thoughts, because ultimately the frequency, the vibration, is created by our emotions. Right? And our thoughts create our emotions. So we have to, it starts with our thoughts, right? So from that, you need two things to manifest your dreams in accordance to this book, right? This book says that you need two things to manifest your dreams. You need a clear intent, and this is laid out in the workbook as well, but you need a clear intent and you need elevated emotions, okay? These two things work together in the quantum field. So this is quantum physics, you guys. I am brand new to this shit. I am not an expert. I am learning every fucking day. Every day that I pick this book up, I learn something new, okay? So I am new to the world of quantum physics and things like that, but the quantum world works like this. We create a clear intent in our mind, and then we match it with the elevated emotion, and that is what creates manifestation in the quantum field. So if we can come up with a very, very clear and specific intent, and then we can consistently elevate our emotions, that's how the fuck we manifest. That's how it works. And it sounds so simple, right? It sounds so simple. And I mean, in layman's terms, it's like sit down, meditate, visualize what you want, journal out gratitude, and poof, you should have whatever the fuck you want, right? Ideally, that's how it should work. But has that worked for anyone on here? It hasn't worked for me yet. My experience with manifestation hasn't been like that. I know people who have had that experience, though, and it's because they mastered this. Right? Okay, so let's go back. You need two things, according to the quantum field, according to Becoming Supernatural and Dr. Joe Dispenza, you need two things in order to manifest your desires, a clear intent and elevated emotions. Right? And like I said, these two things work together in congruence in the quantum field to manifest what you want, and it can happen like that. Okay, now you might have the clear intent down, right? The vision, right? You might have that super, super clear. Maybe you have a vision of yourself and you're walking across the stage and you're receiving a reward for being at the top of your network marketing company. Or you see yourself on a stage and you're speaking to thousands of women and speaking life into them. Or you're hosting retreats. Or you're traveling with your family. You have more freedom and more time and more flexibility. You have the vision. But I can tell you right now, the elevated emotion is where you lack. I can tell you right the fuck now. Maybe you can access that elevated emotion one time or a couple of times throughout the day, but can you maintain it? Can you stay in the flow of receiving? Can you stay in the frequency of abundance? Not like 24/7, but the more we can, the more we can stay in the flow of abundance, in the frequency of abundance, the more abundance we can receive. So I'm not interested in helping you with your vision unless you fucking need help. Maybe you need help with clarity and shit like that. I don't know. I am interested in helping you get to the elevated emotional state that you need to be in to actually get the shit that you want. The clients, the income, the whatever. Whatever it is, whatever shiny objects you're chasing right now. Right? Especially, so let's tie this back to Instagram, right? This has been an Instagram training. All of us are social media-based business owners. We are monetizing online. We are monetizing our magic online. We want to do it in bigger and better ways. We want to reach more women. I literally just, like, I've never had a mission statement for my business, but within the last 24 hours, I've created one, and it is serve more women, pay more women, and empower more women. Serve more women, like, with trainings and shit like this. Pay more women by hiring women, investing in women, creating affiliate opportunities for women, pouring back into women and women-owned businesses, and then empowering the fuck out of women by teaching them shit like this, right? That's what I want to do, okay? So bringing it back to Instagram, especially you're going to struggle to experience this elevated emotional state, right? Remember, we have the vision. We know where we want to go. But if we're stuck in fear, if we're stuck in lack, if we're stuck in comparison, if we're stuck in judgment and criticism and all these other things, it's going to be really hard. Like, you have that clear intent, but you don't quite have the elevated emotion, right? Especially when you're constantly worried about things like closing sales, creating content, growing your business, possibly neglecting your kids. That's something that I struggle with all the time on a daily basis, feeling guilty for being in here working when I could be out there with my baby. Right? That's something that I struggle with, full transparency. And all of these things, the struggles closing sales, the struggles finding your ideal client, the struggle with knowing what the fuck to post online, the struggle with growing your business, all of these things, these are experiences that are bringing about things like fear, doubt, comparison, judgment, shame, lack, guilt, whatever. Right? These things are creating those, and they're keeping us from experiencing the elevated emotion that we need in order to manifest. Am I making sense? Does this make sense? Am I, like, too woo, too out there for you guys? I don't know. But these things are blocking your ability to access elevated emotion and therefore blocking your ability to manifest your business goals. Right? But here's the thing. When you know who the fuck you are and you lead with that in your branding and in your messaging, you don't compare yourself to others because you know it doesn't fucking matter. Because you know that we are all in our own individual lanes. I use this analogy all the fucking time. We're not, like, picture in your mind with me, like the start of a 5K. Like, everybody's lined up right there at the same starting line. Everybody's racing towards the same finish line. That is not how life works. We are all in our own individual lanes. We will all have our own different opportunities, different experiences, different challenges. And we will all ultimately also have our own finish lines. So when you are leading with that energy in your branding and in your messaging and in your content, it doesn't fucking matter what anyone else on the internet's doing. Because you are running your own race. You are doing your own shit. So you're not bombarded with all of all these emotions of comparison and imposter syndrome and comparisonitis and, oh, I'm not doing what she's doing, or, oh, she's doing it better than I am, or, oh, she already did that one thing, so I can't do it. She did it way better than I could ever do. You're not concerned with that shit. So you're not experiencing the guilt. You're not experiencing the shame. You're not experiencing the fear. And if those things are eliminated, that creates space for the elevated emotion, right? It creates space for the bliss, for the joy, for the gratitude, for the abundance. When you know the value of what you have to offer, heart-centered marketing becomes your fuel. So you're not worried about being salesy or being sleazy or being scammy or annoying your audience because you know that you are coming from a place of integrity. So there's no fear in sharing your shit because you know the value of it, right? This is where the sales and the money mindset come into play. Money mindset's not a fucking issue anymore. Sales mindset's not a fucking issue anymore because you know that you have value to offer. And you know that there is someone on the other end of that screen whose life is going to suffer if you don't fucking share it. And that propels you forward. Right? So you're not worried, you're not consumed by fear and guilt and worrying what so-and-so is going to think and what so-and-so is going to think. It doesn't fucking matter. Because you know the value of what you have to offer. Right? When you understand that you deserve to be supported in your work so that you can better support others through your work, consistently closing sales becomes your normal. Because you understand, also in this book, you understand that you are literally an expression of love. Like, you are an expression of divine light. You are sent here on this planet to spread love to the rest of the humans. And the more compensation you receive for the work that you put in the world, the more value you give, the more compensation you receive. That's where my coach's phrase comes from. The more money I make, the more money I make. The more value I give to the world, the more people I help, the more people I serve, the more good that I do in this world, the more I receive. And the more I can receive, the more I can give. I can't give what I don't have. I can't go out and support local female-owned businesses by buying their shit if I don't have money. I can't hire and invest in, you know, a VA or an OBM or a web designer if I don't have money. I can't pour back into people. Right? So when you understand that you deserve to be supported, because the more you're supported, the more good you can do, closing sales becomes normal because you're vibrating at a frequency up here. You're grateful. You feel abundant. You feel excited. You feel joyful. You're not worried about taking anyone's money because you know you're not taking shit. You're giving. And the money is just an energetic exchange. Sales is just a transaction and money is the currency. Literally, money is a currency. It's on a current. That's why it's called currency. It's constantly flowing. It's value sent from the universe. The more value you give, the more value you receive. Right? And all of these things contribute to elevated emotion. But if we're not actively pursuing those things and we're staying stuck in lack and abundance, or not abundance, but lack and fear and, lack and fear and scarcity and guilt and shame and all these other things, we might have that clear intent. We might have that vision. But if you cannot pair it with an elevated emotion, you will never manifest what you want. It just won't fucking happen. Like, it's physics. It's the way the universe works. Right? So, that's really what I have for you guys. That's what I have for you guys. You know, all of this ultimately contributes to your ability to be at an elevated emotional state. That way you can become a vibrational match for what you want. And that's really what I wanted to come here to talk to you guys about. And that's why I've also created a brand new offering that's going to touch on all of this and help you become the emotional, the elevated emotional, the vibrational frequency of what you desire. It's called InstaSlay. It's brand new. It's inspired by something I did earlier this year called IG Made Easy, but it's so different. So IG Made Easy was more like Instagram 101, and InstaSlay is like Instagram 3.0. So it's still covering, you know, the strategic things, the branding, the sales, the marketing, things like that, but it's also covering this shit. The difference between InstaSlay and any other branding, marketing, or Instagram sales course you've ever taken is that this teaches you the practical application. It teaches you how to take the branding and the sales and the marketing skills and strategies that you've learned and actually implement them by doing this shit, by diving deeper into this inner work, by getting you to be in an elevation emotional state so that you can attract those things. So it's easy to show up, right? So InstaSlay, it feels like such a labor of love. It's just, I don't know, I fucking love Instagram and I fucking love woohoo shit. Like I said, I am like the queen of bringing together and blending the spiritual and the practical, the masculine and the feminine, the work and the woo. And this is a product of that blend. And I'm so excited for it. I'm so friggin' just lit up to share it with you guys. Because I feel like it is such an embodiment of everything that I am. Like, I love strategic things. Like, I love talking strategy so much. But I also really, really love talking mindset and energy and frequency and things like that. So I'm super excited for this. I'm going to drop the sales page in the comments so you guys can check it out. But it's officially open now. It is officially open now. I've got some really, really incredible early bird bonuses, fast acting bonuses. One of them is a workshop called Story Slay, specifically for how to use Instagram stories to sell. So not just your feed, but your actual stories. Because if you're not using Instagram stories, then you're like losing, you're missing out on a completely, on a whole demographic almost. Because I approach Instagram feed and Instagram stories very differently. Two totally different demographics, two totally different ideal clients come to those. And so I treat them differently. So I'll be doing a complete workshop on how to use Instagram stories to monetize. So that one's called Story Sales. The next one is Abundance Queens. So that's a money mindset workshop that I'm going to be doing. And then lastly, another fast acting bonus is it's called Branded and Bougie. And it's my new step-by-step branding workbook. It was a branding Bible, but I've since kind of rebranded it to Branded and Bougie because I'm a little bougie. So you get those fast acting bonuses. Those are available for, I think, the first week. Multiple payment plans, all of the things. But ultimately, if you aren't seeing the results that you want to see on Instagram, if you know that you want to monetize in major ways, but you're struggling to do it, if you want to create more time, freedom, and abundance and flexibility in your life and in your business and not feel like you have to be on social media 24 fucking 7, then this is the course for you. This is the course for you because that's my goal. That's my goal to help more women. Like I said, I want to serve more women, pay more women, and empower more women. And one thing that is so important in my life, and I know it's so important in so many other women's lives, is having that time, having that freedom, having that flexibility. Because we didn't start these businesses to be a slave to them, right? We didn't start these businesses to sacrifice all the fucking time, to be on all the fucking time, and to feel guilty when we're not on, right? We started these businesses for the freedom, for the time, for the flexibility. But then we feel like we have to be on this thing all the time, or on Instagram all the time. Always showing up, always plugged in, always turned on. Right? So I want to teach you how to create more time, freedom, and flexibility through your life and in your business by embodying these things, by learning branding, by learning marketing, by learning sales, but more importantly, by learning frequency and energy and changing the stories that you have on repeat in your head right now so that you become that elevated emotional state that you need to pair it with that clear intent so you can manifest whatever the fuck you want in your life and in your business. So, like I said, I already put InstaSlay, the link for it here in the comments. If you're interested, just click it, check it out. Let me know what questions you have. If you guys have any questions for me now, then I'm going to stay on for just a couple minutes and see if there are any questions or anything like that that you guys want to chat about. Oh, I missed some of these comments. Let's see. 1,000%. Oh no, oh, thank you, Danielle. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mercury retrograde is attacking this live for me right now. I may have to catch the replay. Oh no. Your today is a product of past thoughts and emotions. Yes, life is happening for you, not to you. Aha, welcome to the party. Thanks, girl. Yes. I love this. I love this. Okay. All right, love bugs. I'm not seeing anything else pop on. Look how red I am. I got so into this one. Whew, I'm hot. I got super into it tonight. All right, babes. I'm not seeing anything else pop up, so I'm gonna go ahead and wrap up. If you do have any questions as you're watching the replay, then let me know. Just drop them in the comments, and I will come back to respond to them. But I love you guys. Thank you so much. This has been such an honor to be in here every day for the last 3 days and chat with you guys about how to monetize on Instagram. So grateful for you. And let me know what questions you have about InstaSlay and how I can serve you. All right, babes, have a great night.